All right, guys, so I am officially back, and I know I did a couple episodes saying I'm back, but I'm definitely back now. Real good explanation on the last episode I did, which I'm seeing right here that says October the 3rd, which I was supposed to, you know, start, you know, getting back on the right track after that, because like I said before, you know, I did the, you know, and between those times, I was like a couple of weeks gone, but this was probably like my longest hiatus, because I was consistently doing shows through the beginning of September to end of August. I was like just banging shows, and then I can see right here where the 8th, like after I did the 11th, I kind of stopped and did an episode on the 24th, and then I kind of stopped, and then I did an episode on the 3rd, right? So, like I said, it's a good explanation for everything on why I've done. I haven't done any shows in a while, but I'll get into that. But before I get into that, I will tell you what today's show will be about. Particularly, it's not going to be about wrestling, because I have not been paying attention to wrestling. Like I said, once I explain to you all everything that happened with me for the past month, you'll get a good understanding on why I probably like took a hiatus and I wasn't in the greatest headspace, and I'm still kind of getting my head clear, but I figure let me try to get back to some type of normal. But I'll be talking about week 8 of football, and I'll probably get into my Ravens on what I think they need to improve on and what I'm liking so far, but you know, and everything, because this week we have a bye week, which I'm thankful for. Thank God I can watch everybody else's team and everybody else go into turmoil, because I was in turmoil last week with the asses. It's just gonna be pretty much about football. I was going to dive into basketball, but I haven't gotten into any basketball either, because like I said, just trying to get into some normal. So with that said, let me get into why I haven't done a show pretty much in a month since the 3rd, but I'm gonna just say a month, because like I said, my last episode was the 3rd. So I did my episode the 3rd, October the 6th, my father passed away. Okay, now I will remind you, let me look at my calendar, if I can be exact, the 3rd. Funny, because my last show I did was on the 3rd. That was the last actual day I've talked to my father. He died on the 6th. The 6th that morning, I don't want to get into any, you know, everything, but pretty much if to be on the safe side, you know, for everybody's well-being, it wasn't like no murder happened or nothing like that. He just, you know, passed away in his sleep. It hurt me a whole lot, because like I said, I was real close with him. Great man, great father, a greater father. You know, I couldn't ask for a better father. It was, you know, and it hurt me, but just only because, you know, I was on the phone with my sister when everything went down and I couldn't be there, because I'm in DC, she's all the way in Baltimore, but I finally made it up there to be with family and, you know, be there for my sister and my mother, you know. But yeah, he's definitely in a better place, better than where we're at. I could tell you the truth. Like I said, it's been days where I'll just sit and just not want to do anything. And then some days I'll just perk up, you know, I mean, now I will say everybody knows on this show, I'm a drinker, but trust me, I have not been drinking myself away. I've had a couple of beers here, some Jack here, but it ain't been like, I'm gonna sit here and be, you know, miserable. Hold on, because it's gonna be a lot of interruptions, because I have my son right here.
Give me that. You done with it? I bet. What you playing?
I'm watching Lightning.
All right, I'm gonna get back to the show. Yeah, tell everybody hi.
Hi.
Okay.
yeah, that's pretty much everything, and I've been explaining to my sons, especially my oldest, on everything. He took everything hard. So to honor his spirit, I do what I usually do, and that's on Sundays, drink beer, watch football, and I watch football on Saturdays. So because I talk to him throughout the week, but those were the days me and him actually really get on the phone and chop it up on a Saturday, on a Sunday, and we'd be on the phone for hours talking crap, just talking all type of shit on the phone with each other, you know. But yeah, I'm not going to sit on too long talking about, you know, that. I just wanted to explain to everybody, but I will be on a regular basis back on the show, because I feel like the show will give me a peace of mind. It'll give me a, you know, it would definitely give me a peace of mind right now. So with all that, let's get into some football, folks. Before I get into this week eight, because, and we had a game yesterday, which was an awesome game. It felt like playoff football to me. That atmosphere was crazy. it felt like it was in Lambeau Field. It was a lot of Packers fans there in damn Glendale, Arizona. It was crazy. But with that said, though, let's get into last week with my Ravens. Just to catch up on the speed. Around the time that my father passed, I forgot what that third game was. But the Ravens started going on a winning streak. I think we beat the Broncos. Yeah, I think we beat the Broncos because I think we just came off of a Lion win. And that's when Lamar started beating people with his arm. He was tearing them up with the, you know, people say he can't pass. You can't pass. He can run. He's a running back with a football. Like, whatever. He goes out there. I forgot how many yards he threw. I know he threw over 300. And I know with the Chargers. No, it wasn't with the Chargers. I know we had a Monday nighter with the Colts, and we were down in the second half. But by the fourth quarter, Lamar went crazy and threw for over 400. I remember that game. And then I know we beat the hell out of the Chargers, which led us to last week where we got smacked around by the Bengals. I felt like going into that game that we were going to probably not win, only because I looked at the Bengals' defense and I said they got a defense on their hands. And their offense can balance out their defense, but our defense won't be able to balance out our offense. They did for like 3.5 quarters, and then they let it get away by the beginning of the fourth quarter. We just started getting smoked. We just started getting smacked around. So it was a good loss to lead into. Then all people are like, what do you mean a good loss? It was a good loss to lead into our bye week, because it's like, okay, they can really go over what really went wrong that game. Hopefully we get some people back. Hopefully they can, you know, our defensive coordinator Martindale can get the defense rolling, figure out some things, because it was really pretty much the defense. They couldn't stop that offense. You know what I'm saying? Even though the Bengals defense was good, Lamar was still doing his thing. He did throw a nice touchdown pass to Hollywood Brown way down the field, right into the end zone. I mean, like, right there. Like, Hollywood Brown just got his feet in. So the offense, to me, is not the problem. It's our defense. Our defense got to, you know, I mean, injury. People are like, yeah, but y'all, you know, they got a lot of injuries. That's excuses. You know what I'm saying? If you're a team that's 5-2, you still got to be like, okay, there's some things we got to fix because we can be in the playoff race and potentially get to a Super Bowl. So we in the bye week, which leads us into week 8, which I seen the game yesterday, which was, I really watched the last half, which really was getting good because I didn't really miss nothing. Because by the time I got back into it, Packers had 10, Arizona had 7. But man, this game was, people were saying that Green Bay's defense was not going to be able to handle Arizona's offense. And boy, did they pretty much did do that. They pretty much did that. I was confused on the last play because that's when I really thought Arizona was going to just take the win, because I knew what they were trying to do. I seen what Kyler Murray was trying to do. I was like, okay, Kyler Murray is going to just, you know, he's going to go down 90 yards. He's going to beat the damn clock down. They went down to 15 seconds, and he was like, okay, here we go. AJ Green never turned around. The cornerback played the ball. You get what you're going to get. Interception, Aaron Rodgers, and the Packers put the Arizona in the they're not undefeated no more. I'm going to say that. They're not undefeated no more. They 7-1, which I said already. It was going to be no undefeated teams this year. Was I surprised that the Arizona Cardinals was undefeated up to this point? No. I've been saying it in the offseason the whole time. I've been shouting it to the damn from the mountaintops. I said Arizona Cardinals is my dark horse, and I'm still going to stick with that. Now, I'm not saying that they was going to go undefeated or nothing, but I wasn't surprised either. I've seen the moves that they made for the past couple of years. You got to follow football. You don't just follow just your team and just be like, oh, our team going to beat everybody. You got to pay attention to these other teams that's around the league. So you got to follow these other teams in football. Because if not, you're going to look at a team. You can be like, well, how my team ain't beat them? Well, you got to pay attention. Because I can go to a game and be like, well, you know, and I never really say, oh, we're going to beat the pants off of a team. I always just say we should win this game on certain teams, which I'll get in my team with that next week. I'm not going to, you know, because my team don't play this week. I'm not even going to take no shine from nobody. So that was yesterday. That game was aired on Fox and NFL Network. Okay, so let's go into the next matchup that we have following, starting on Sunday. We have 8 1 o'clock games. I'll go over the 8 1 o'clock games, and then I'll go over the, you know, pretty much the meat and potato games. Some of these games at 1 o'clock are meat and potato games, especially one particular to me. But some of these games you look at me like, eh, who cares? But I'm going over it anyway. So we got Carolina versus Atlanta. This is a toss up to me because Carolina was hot in the beginning. They won 3 in a row, and then I think they lost their last 3 or 4 or something like that. And in Atlanta, they so up and down over these years. I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers. I don't pretty much give out scores, but it is a division game, so I'm going to say I think it's going to be a close game. I just don't think that I mean, like I said before, I don't think these two teams are going to be any contenders in their division, because I think the Saints and the Buccaneers, you know, even though I think the Bucs have the edge anyway, but Sean Payton is still a coach. Jameis Winston, well, we'll get into that in the next game. But I'm going to just say, I don't think Carolina and Atlanta is going to be anything in their division, okay? But I will pick Carolina because I think Carolina got more upside than Atlanta right now. But like I said, Atlanta can beat Carolina because it's a division game. Buffalo, Miami at Buffalo. I'm going to pick Buffalo. I wanted to say this was going to be a blowout at first, only because Miami can't figure themselves out anymore, and Miami doesn't believe in Tua no more, and Tua doesn't feel wanted. While you got Buffalo, they clicking on all cylinders, and they might be a little bit pissed off because they lost to the Titans in an awesome Monday night game. What was it? A few weeks ago. So, I think Buffalo will win this game. I want to say blowout, but it's a division game, so I don't want to go too far. I'll just say blowout because, like I said, even if Miami keep it close, nobody won't be surprised because it is a division game. But I'm gonna say blowout. Chicago at San Francisco. I'm gonna go with Chicago. I think Chicago will start to figure things. Well, they, like I said, Justin Fields got so much upside right now in San Francisco. I think Garoppolo, I think rumors is he hurt again. And then I think Trey Lance won't be, we don't know if he's even going to be playing. So, yeah, it's, wow. So, it's pretty much, and, you know, it's just one of those case scenarios where you, like, it's just one of them weeks where you just got to pick a team. I'm going to just roll with Chicago. I'm a believer in Justin Fields. I was a believer in Matt Nagy, but I guess we have to get Matt you know, we'll have to see if Matt Nagy can actually do a little bit more better. But I do think he is on the hot seat. So, Pittsburgh at Cleveland. Mayfield not probably going to play. You still don't have Landry. I think Chubb is out. Hunt won't be out for a while. But then you got Pittsburgh. This is still a Mike Tomlin team. I tell people every time, just because Pittsburgh looks like their back's against the wall doesn't mean crap. They're 3-3, folks. And this is a team that was supposed to suck. And Mike Tomlin, somehow, some way, still got this team at 500. And Cleveland right now, I think they have the same schedule. I think they got the same record, I think. I don't know. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh in this one, in a nice, close one, an AFC North battle. And trust me, my team is in the AFC North, so I know this is about to be a battle, folks. So I'm going to just go with Pittsburgh on that one. I just believe that Pittsburgh's defense will keep the Cleveland's offense at a certain level, only because they don't have all their major players on offense right now. And that'll just keep Big Ben. If you keep the game close with Big Ben, which side you gonna pick with the ball in their hands in the last minute? I don't care if Big Ben's on the decline, but I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Philadelphia at Detroit. Whew. I'm gonna go with Detroit getting their first win. Only because Detroit just had a case of bad luck. Their record is not, and it doesn't, you know, make sense on how they actually been playing. My team played them before, and played them already this season, and it was like a close. I think they got blown out once, but this team doesn't have any wins. But this is the thing: Detroit is playing good. Like, not, I'm not gonna say, you know, they play okay. They play okay football. They play close enough football in like the first three quarters, but they can't get it together in that last quarter. You know, and Philly is not a good team. And I think Detroit can, they deserve a win. And I think this week they'll have a win. And I think the Detroit fans will be happy. So, yeah. Tennessee at Indianapolis. I'm going to go with Indianapolis. Because, yeah, did Tennessee show up for the Chiefs and pretty much smack the Chiefs around, which was like a surprising smack around? I would have thought the damn Chiefs would at least got 20-something points. They only got 3. I don't think they're going to do this to the Indianapolis Colts. Like I said before, division game, they're in Indianapolis. Indianapolis is starting to figure things out. Tennessee's defense is, no matter what they say, I don't care what they did against the Chiefs, what did you call it? The Chiefs, you know, their offense. I look at it like this. When you're playing the Chiefs now, matter of fact, I'll get into that when I talk about the Chiefs game. We'll just get into that. I'll just say, I don't think that Tennessee going to have the same luck that they had with the Chiefs. So I think that Indianapolis Colts going to beat Tennessee in a close one. The Bengals going to beat the Jets. Los Angeles Rams, they're going to beat the Texans. You know how much I do not respect the Texans organization. I think the LA Chargers will win against New England. But it's going to be close. And I'm talking about, this is going to be one of those close games. As a matter of fact, I just forgot to do that. I just ended all my 1 o'clock games from Los Angeles. The last 1 o'clock game is Los Angeles versus Houston. New England and Los Angeles, New England at Los Angeles Chargers is at 4:05. Jacksonville at Seattle is at 4:05. The Washington football team at Denver is at 4:25. Tampa Bay at New Orleans is at 4:25. And then our primetime game is Dallas at Minnesota. That's going to be on NBC. And New York at Kansas City will be on ESPN at 8:15. Yeah, I think the Chargers will keep the New England game close as hell. I don't think it's going to be a necessarily a blowout like people think. Bill Belichick is a defensive coordinator guy. Look at what he did with the Buccaneers. They should have won that game. Now, you know, there's a lot of ifs in the world, but like everybody say, if was a fifth, we all be drunk. But New England will keep this game close. You seen what Baltimore did with the Los Angeles Chargers That Al defense, and trust me, Al defense ain't doing a damn thing right now. Al defense shut down the Chargers offense. So I think Bill Belichick will look at what we did on top of what he wants to do, because Bill Belichick is still Bill Belichick, and he'll find ways to slow down this high-powered offense. Jacksonville at Seattle. What is it? Still no Russell Wilson. But we in Seattle, you know, that 12th man still lives strong in Seattle. More likely Russell Wilson might have his presence on that sideline. I'm going to just go with Seattle. I don't want to pick Jacksonville and Seattle. If this was in Jacksonville, I'd have probably went the other way. But, you know, I'm going to just go with Seattle. Washington football team at Denver. Ooh. Denver kind of came back down to earth. Even though Washington football team lost last week, they did some pretty good things up at Lambeau Field. So I'm going to go with the Washington football team in this one, only because that team got a lot of promise. It's just that, like I said before, it's like kind of like Detroit a little bit. It's like, you can't get it all together in the fourth. But I think they'll figure it out this week and they'll beat Denver. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. Wow. I know the easy answer is to say Tampa Bay. But this is at New Orleans. This is Sean Payton. Jameis Winston ain't really playing like how he usually play. He's not turning the ball over. The defense can usually stop Tom Brady in the regular season. They did last year twice. I'm going to go with New Orleans and New Orleans because, like I said, Tampa Bay is not going to win the rest of their games. Like, people think that they're going to just trash everybody. Like, no, it's any given Sunday, I just got a gut feeling New Orleans might pull it out, man. Like I said, it's a division game. It might be one of them tough games, you know, or it might be like last year where the damn New Orleans just stomped Tampa Bay twice besides the postseason. But, you know. And Dallas at Minnesota. I just think Dallas will win. Minnesota will probably give them one hell of a fight, but I just think Dallas is on a roll right now. Momentum is definitely a factor on their side. You know, so, yeah. And El Monday Nighter. Can I shock everybody? Can I shock everybody? I'm going to go with the New York Giants. And I've been kind of hard on the Chiefs this year, and it's pretty much me just being hard on them mostly, because this is not what I expected out of this team. Even when we beat them in week two, I was like, okay, they're gonna come back and they're gonna probably just start getting back. They're gonna click on all cylinders. It's early in the season. No, they've been still getting trashed, and they've been getting beat by teams in the division that will possibly they might meet in the playoffs. Think about all the teams that the Chiefs lost to. Lost to the Ravens. You lost to the Chargers, you lost to the Titans, and you lost to the Bills. All those teams are going to more likely be in the dang on playoffs. I think the Giants play okay defense. I do think Patrick Mahomes will try to – I just think he's trying to play too much hero ball. You know what? Scratch that. I'm going to go with the Chiefs only because I just thought about something. It is in Kansas City. But I don't think this game is going to be a blowout like people will probably predict it to be. Like, oh, they're going to smack around the New York Giants. Man, if they do, hey, I'm wrong. But I hope I'm wrong, because even though the Kansas City Chiefs is in the AFC and they should be a potential rival to my team in the playoffs, I like the Kansas City Chiefs. I love Patrick Mahomes. I think that this team is better than that, but they should have been built a defense around this damn team. And for your team not playing – for this team to have the worst defense probably of all time, damn near, now your offense has to really make up, because all the teams have caught up to the Chiefs now. And they know how to play them. And I said that once the Super Bowl ended this year. I said all these teams, especially these contenders that's going to play up against these guys, they're going to, you know, play the time of possession. They're going to keep Patrick Mahomes over there on the sidelines, and they're going to beat the hell out of this damn defense, because this defense is not that good. So, hey, we in for one hell of a week. Now, the games that I'm definitely going to watch, I've definitely watched last night's game because, trust me, that was the only game on. And on top of that, I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan. I'm be paying close attention to Pittsburgh at Cleveland, only because that's in my division. The 4 o'clock, so 4:30 games that I will watch. I'll watch Tampa Bay at New Orleans because that's going to be an interesting game. And obviously I'm gonna watch the primetime games. And then there's other games that I usually click back and forth through to pay attention to. Like, I'll watch the Washington football team game only because I'm in the area and I got a lot of people that like the team too. So, you know, I'll probably pay attention to that team, that game too. I'll pay attention to the Tennessee-Indianapolis game because that's an AFC battle right there. And every other game is going to be pretty much me just, like, looking through the scores on my phone, you know. So, it's going to be a good week of football. And I was going to check out some I'm definitely going to check out the Michigan State-Michigan game on Saturday to pick a winner for that. I guess I'll pick I'll go with old Michigan State just because Michigan State is there, and I guess they probably feel like they overshadowed over Michigan any fucking way. So I'm going to check their game out on Saturday. So, yeah, that's pretty much it on the NFL portion of this show. That's the end of that segment. Like I said before, last night was definitely a game. Like I said, it felt like a playoff atmosphere. I do believe that loss to Arizona is a good loss for them because they're going to know how to win in those situations. They're going to have to be good in those situations because when the playoffs start, those type of situations are always going to happen in the playoffs unless you just come across a team that doesn't even belong in the playoffs. They just got there by the luck, you know, or something like that. But more, 9 times out of 10, those situations that happened last night tend to always happen in playoff football. You just got to know how to, you know, be a winner in that situation because you're trying to get to the next round. Because when you get to the playoffs, it's one and done. This isn't no series. This ain't the NBA finals where you're doing the best out of seven. You're doing it's one and done. That's how football operates. So you got to build your best A game pretty much each and every week. I do say I think NFL football each week to me should be like playoff atmosphere because even though the seasons last for like 4 months, they only get one game a week, so it's like only 17 games on the schedule. So one loss can impact you, your seeding, or even if you can get in because a team might have the same if the Ravens lost to the Buffalo, like right now, this is a good example. The Ravens beat the Chiefs. Now the Chiefs lost like to pretty much a lot of AFC contenders. Let's just say, for instance, all these AFC contenders have the same damn schedule. I mean, the same damn record and everything, and the Chiefs lost to probably like every, you know, contender. They're going to get bumped out of the playoffs because they get the edge. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, wins and losses matters, folks. I hate when people say, man, it's just the regular season. Wait till the postseason. Well, you got to get to the damn postseason, though, don't you? You got to win some games. You got to win a lot of games. That's pretty much it, folks. I'm going to get into some wrestling, try to get into some wrestling aspect of this show. I'm going to try. I haven't been watching it, so I'm going to just go off of what I am reading on my phone once I pull stuff up. All right, guys, so I'm going to be honest with you about the wrestling side. I got to actually really watch wrestling. Like, the only form of wrestling that I've been watching pretty much this week, matter of fact, not even this week, ever since everything happened, that's the only thing I've been watching was, like, old wrestling, like, on the Peacock. I've been watching, like, I started in 2003, and probably around the time Stone Cold just got the GM job, and I watched, like, all the episodes because it was like nothing to do. It was like I was doing nothing. Like, you know, I'm home with the kids during the day. They going to virtual learning, and my fiance, she goes to work, so I'm just watching wrestling. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I'm all the way. People are like, how the hell did you do that? Like, I'm never tired. I'm just up. So I'm just watching it. Besides, like, Sundays, I'm watching football, and I'll tune out sometimes to play the game a little bit, but I've been mostly focused on just wrestling. I'm all the way in Armageddon of 2003. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, you know, for as much bullshit as everybody give wrestling at that time, they be like, oh, my God, they, you know, Kane versus Shane, they hated it and all this other stuff. It's, like I said, stuff is just, it's worth watching. It's still entertaining as hell, you know. Even though we knew, you know, why Stephanie was written off of TV, her and Triple H got married and stuff, you still watch the what Vince say to her and how he kissed Sable in the ring in front of her face and mushed Linda on the ground and shit. You're just like, damn, they really was like really creative with storylines back then. Opposed to what they do now is just so stale now. It's like, you know, yeah. That's why when I hear people say creatively bankrupt, I be just saying, like, what does that mean? People just don't have ideas or what? Like, what are people retarded? But, you know, the only major news this week that I've been seeing popping up, which is major news, I think Bray Wyatt's 90-day non-compete clause is about to be up. And people were saying, I've seen on Twitter, he's referencing, you know, he'll be, you know, it just like references to being, to returning on Friday. So, like I said, I'll be watching wrestling tonight. I mean, I'm only going to start tonight only because of, I do want to see if he is going to return. That's the major thing. But at the same time, I haven't really been paying attention. And the best way to start is to watch SmackDown and then AEW Rampage. So, I mean, that's the, you know, so that's the only thing I've been really seeing. And that's the best place to start is SmackDown because, like I said, if I'm a stud, I'm not going to start Monday Night Raw. I got to slowly get into Monday Night Raw because Raw is 3 hours. And, I mean, I can give this Monday Night Football a pass because, you know, like I said before, Raw has definitely took a back seat. They took a back seat to, you know, they took a whole back seat to my, you know, my football because the Ravens had two Monday Nighters, which was thrillers. I got to check the other Monday Night games that we've had. Oh, the Titans and Bills was another thriller. Like, we had, like, thrillers on Monday nights so far. This is probably like one of the first games where I'm like, I kind of want to see it only because it is Kansas City, but this is one of them games where I'm probably like, let me just keep up with the score. I'll give Monday Night Raw I'll give Raw something. Okay. I'll give Raw something. I won't give Raw nothing. Okay. Because I know I'm going to be right back in the fold of things with, you know, like I said, with Tuesday, I can watch NXT. Wednesday, I can watch Dynamite. You know, nothing don't come on Thursday, but I, you know, and next Thursday football is not gonna be at all. I think it's the fucking, who the fuck is playing next Thursday? One of them teams that can't get it together. The Jets play somebody. I think the Panthers. Fuck, I don't want to see the Jets on my TV screen. And then, you know, I'll roll right in next Friday. So next week, I'll be into a lot of meat and potatoes of wrestling. I'll start doing the shows more in the daytime because I'm more, you know, like I said, I got more of the free time in the daytime to do it post tonight. Because I used to do the show out on the patio. Can't really do that, especially today. It's like a windy, rainy, nasty, horrible day today. It's fucking disgusting outside. So, yeah. And other than that, it was nothing really else to get into. Like I said, I think Bray Wyatt will be returning. Like I said, if he's returning, I can't I can't miss him returning. That'll be like, that'll just be epic. You know what I'm saying? So, other than that, you know, nothing else to really get into. The Gabby Petito case, they found the guy, Brian Laundrie's remains in the, you know, in the area, like a little area. I think it was like a park area, whatever, mountains, or whatever the fuck that deadbeat was at. I'm gonna tell you the truth, folks, and I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. I just don't think that was him. I think that was just the cops probably covering up the fact that they couldn't find this guy. I believe, like I said, the guy went back to Florida. I think this guy fled, and he, you know, and they be like, "Whoa, they found the remains." Well, how the fuck do we know their remains? They can just tell us those are the remains. They can just tell family and people that those are the remains. We don't fucking know. I just think that they couldn't find this motherfucker for weeks. Upon weeks, it's been like over, like it was getting to over a month, and now all of a sudden they find remains. Like, I just felt like the guy fled, and he was smart to do that because they know he killed him. Because, I mean, come on now, like, let's be real. Like, they were saying that they still want to know if he did it or not. I look at the situation like this. So you flee the police, you know, you're fleeting, right? But you want to make it seem like you didn't do it. If I know for a fact that I didn't, and then this is murder, folks, this is homicide. If I know I didn't do that, I'm not running. Okay, I'm just gonna be like, look, I'll do the trial and everything because I know in my heart and soul I didn't do the shit. What am I running for? If I'm running now, I look like I'm guilty. The man killed the girl. The girl looked like she's only was like a buck, what, a buck 25 probably. She was little. She was small. And he killed her. So, and he probably thought that nobody was going to find her where they found her at. And they did. And he panicked. And he went to fucking Cuba. I don't think they found no remains or nothing. People were like, well, they said they found him. Yeah, that's what they're saying. I don't think they found the girl, found the motherfucker anyway. But hey, you know, like I said, I mean, I wasn't really too much into the case, but the case was just so big that I couldn't know of the case, period. You know, so it's just like all I know is that because my phone get flooded with the stuff. You turn on the TV, you'll get at the bottom of your screen, you know, the ongoing case. My wife, my fiance, she watches the ID channel. They were talking about it, so you had no choice but to really kind of like see what the hell is really going on. And now, you know, I guess they, you know, cops were just like, let's just say we found his remains. Suckers. Yeah, but other than that, folks, that is pretty much it. I will be back. Shit, I'm trying to think what day can I be back, because tomorrow is the weekend. I got a lot of football to watch tomorrow. I'll put it to you like this. I'll definitely be doing a show Monday, most definitely, because I gotta do one Monday morning, because I gotta go over the you know, football weekend and everything else. So I'll be back Monday morning. Because I'll be going over the football weekend and everything. I'll probably go over some college games that I watched. I'll go over every single last NFL game that I watched. You know, I pretty much already previewed, you know, the Kansas City, New York game. But I'll do another preview. I'll do a more deep dive in. Even more, because maybe, you know, over the next couple of days, we might get a injury on either side. That's who's not playing and why and what's really going on and stuff like that there. You know, and in other news, more likely. So I'll just gather up my bearings and I'll do another show Monday. Like I said, I don't want to overexert myself with this. And then I can start the probably next week, just start doing shows each and every morning, Monday through Friday. Boom. Like that. And then I'll just not doing nothing on weekends, because me trying to do on weekends was like probably the most hectic thing to do. I figured, okay, if I could do them in the morning, you know, you might hear a little bit of ambient sound in the back because I had my son right here with me and he'll be drive me a little bit crazy, but that's the territory. But I'm back, folks. I am back. My head is in the right place again. Not like it was, but it's definitely there. I got my father's picture right here. I will always have it right here when I do these shows. Like I said before, he's in a better place. I love him. And other than that, folks, I'm about to be out. But before I get out of here, there's one more thing that I have to do. So let me get to that. And I don't know how I almost forgot that. Shit. Crap. Fuck. God damn it. I fucked it up. Bear with me, folks. Bear with me, folks. Son of a bitch. No, you don't. No, the hell you don't. I just messed up, folks. God damn it. Unless they took the whole entire thing down, then I'm lost. Okay. Crap. Okay. Oh, and I got new stuff. Okay, folks, I'm back, and I'm back with a vengeance. Here we go now, and I got newer ones, so, and this is about to be fun. If you would like to listen to me, you can listen to me on anchor.fm, but it's no purpose of doing that when you can just download the app, you can just listen to me on the app. But if you got an Apple product, like definitely an iPhone, you can listen to me on Apple Podcasts, or you can download these following apps. You can download Breaker, CastBox, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and I am now on Stitcher. I used to listen to Stitcher back in the day, so Stitcher has a whole lot of podcasts that you can listen to. So you can listen to me on all these platforms, but you can definitely listen to me on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Those are like the main three, besides the download the Anchor app. But those are the main three: Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. But you can listen to me on Breaker, CastBox, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You listen to me on all these platforms. I'm on everything. But other than that, folks, I will be back Monday morning around about 10 o'clock to do another show. Now, the show ain't going to be live. And I know I said I was going to go on to, I forgot the other spot that I said I was going to do, but I'm going to just stick around on Anchor a little while longer, a whole lot longer. Only because right now Anchor is, it's fine. I'll find ways to just get more listeners on my own. I got to get the money stuff right just in order. Cause with that, the other ones, you got to like pay like monthly, and I'm not built and set up for that right now. I'll stick with Anchor right now, but as long as I'm putting on these platforms, I'm fine. So you can listen to me on all those platforms. I'll be back Monday morning. I'll have a show up at least around about 12 o'clock by at least the afternoon on Monday. This show is definitely about to be up and definitely way before the afternoon because it's 11:04 now. I'm about to post it up now. Other than that, though, folks, I'm out. I'll be back on Monday to give you the recap to the NFL week 8 on Sundays, and then, you know, preview the Monday nighter and, you know, go over some things. And then Tuesday I'll be going over the Monday night game, because I can always watch clips and look at stats and all that other stuff and see who had a good game, who had a bad game, because I'll be watching Monday Night Raw, which means I'll be going over Monday Night Raw on Tuesday morning. That's going to be fun. Because it's gonna be a lot of cussing on that episode, you know. Because I'm trying not to cuss on these shows no more. But fuck that. When I gotta talk about Raw, I gotta have all kind of language that's bad. Because if I gotta go through 3 hours of bullshit, I'm cussing. I'm sorry, folks. But other than that, I'm out. Everybody enjoy their weekend, and I'll be back on Monday.